we're talking about the second of February, big reviewing, and we are all moving to the end of that.
All our stuff, so today we shall just line up the second big reviewing.
Okay, let's go on to the top, big reviewing. Noting every arising object and knowing the universal characteristic of impermanence and so on in respect of the conditioned psychophysical phenomena. One reviews one's attainment. Then one comes to understand that one becomes free of gross forms of defilement. That is, obsessive, one is free of obsessive defilement. Hence, it is the expression Navami is set to shut down from Samatha. One gains the coming of defilements, which is known as Samatha, tranquility or calm. Coming this latent tendencies of defilements, one comes to the stillness of refined forms of defilements. Such is the second great reviewing. And to wind up this, late Admiral Marty Shadow has given this aphorism in two parts. The first part is repeatedly reviewing insights gained by the past. That is the first part. That is one review, one inside knowledge, and then one says that one obtains the past. And then the second part of that. And then the stillness of defilement grows and refines, becomes obvious. And this way, one can catch whether oneself has realized this part consciousness that is one has one become Sarapana or not. And as regards the third great regime, it is said that while cultivating insight knowledge, it regards noting every arising object of a fixed sense dose, one considers thus, whether it is a monk or lady, considers thus, that I have come to possess this view, which is noble and emancipating. That is the view of the attainment of Sarapana, the first new supermundane path, a right view of Sarapana. And this is how he or she considers. Is there any Samana recluse or Brahmin outside this dispensation, that is Buddha's dispensation, Bodhisattva, possessed of a view such as I possess?
ဘိဓာဆိုတာအခြားသောသမုဒ္ဒိယခေါ်တဲ့ဘာသာရေးသာသနာရေးပေါ့။ဆိုင်အခြားဘာသာရေးသာသနာရေးပေါ့။ဒီလိုဆိုရဲ။ဆိုတာကတော့သတ္တပတိဉာဏ်ညာရပြည့်တဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဟာကိုရရှိတဲ့တရားကိုသိပြီပြီးတော့သင်ရင်ကြည့်တာပေါ့။ဒီဟုတ်တယ်သာသနာကပါလူဝဲလူအခြားဘာသာရေးသာသနာရေးတွေသာဖြစ်တည်နေလူပါပဆေခွာသူဝင
်ဝန်ဟိုရဲ့အတင်းတစ်ဆပ်ပြန်မနေပါဆရာဆရာဆရာပါဒီမေကအားပြောင်းနေဒီင်းဒီဗျူးဒီဂျီနိုဘယ်အန်အမက်စပီရင်းဒီဘဲလက်ဝါဒါလက်စ်အနီဝမ်ဟူဝဲစ်ဒီဗာဒီကေတက်this kilita or come the stillness of this form defilement in any denomination or dispensation other than the Buddha's sadhana or Buddha's dispensation. In other words, one, while noting every arrogance dose, that is cultivating the Pobhavaga mega paitis, paitis of the Purana path, which is the Purana of, which is the precursor of the Aryan path, in stages, cultivating this knowledge of mind and body, which is known, understood, not from books or teachers, but from own experience and knowledge. One knows the nature, true nature of objects very clearly, and knows the linkage of cause and effect, and the arising and passing away of the psychophysical phenomena, and their unsatisfactoriness, and their selflessness. After that, one has come to the cessation of mind-body process, from mind-body occurrence to non-occurrence. And is there, and one reflects in this way, is there any other recluse or Brahmin who has gained this knowledge outside of this Buddha's dispensation? In this way, whoever is unbiased or holds unbiased view will be able to understand very clearly that outside of this Buddha Sasana, the Buddha's dispensation, whether there is any Samana that is worth eradicated defilement, or Brahmana who has eradicated evil things, papa, are there any such individuals outside of Buddha's dispensation? And as for the Sotapanna, he or she comes to this definite decision. Observation of this view, which is noble and emancipating, and one knows by own one through one's own practice, after having practiced this Forana path, which is the precursor of the noble path, by knowing the mind and body and cultivating knowledge, and as much as one knows, one is eradicating these kilesas. First, a partial momentary eradication, then eradication by keeping them at abeyance, and especially at the stage of Sankarupa Kalyana, one will wonder whether one still has these kilesas in oneself, because they have been subdued to a very large extent, in this case on a part-time basis. And when one reaches the maturity, one is able to reach the cessation of this mind-body existence, mind-body process, on a full-time basis, becoming what is known as Samana, one who has extinguished or eradicated the kilesas, right, defilements. And as for Brahmana, one eradicates defilements partially, and one comes to understand by oneself that there is no such individual who can possess such kind of view, which is noble and emancipating, outside of this transition. One understands that there are no such individuals called Samana Brahmana outside of this dispensation, that is Buddha's dispensation. And as the reason is that outside of this dispensation, or outside of this denomination, there are no such thing as methods to note rising, to note mind-body objects. There is no method to know the absence of self or soul, or no method to understand that there is such a thing. There is only anatta instead of atta. And also, there is no such knowledge about the existence of nibbana, where all kilesas are eradicated to the point of no return. Only in the Buddha sasanas, the Buddha's dispensation, there are such practices as the mindfulness, satipatthana, which the yogis are undertaking. Practicing in accordance with the instructions given, and it is quite evident that there are definite methods to undertake this method of mindfulness. And how only in this Buddha Sasana there is this method how one can cultivate knowledge with one's own practice by guarding the mind with a vigilant mindfulness of every rising to the six sense doors by paying attention to the body and noting every arising, such as seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and so on. Noting every arising object which arises immediately. Are energetically applying one's mind to the object of attention, sustaining one's mindfulness. In this way, one is systematically seeking the truth. And also, the instruction given in this disposition was how, by noting also the practice of Satipatthana, one can come to the position of overcoming of hindrances to progress at first on a part-time basis, and with a continuing practice to keep these defilements at abeyance, which is known as Vekamana Maham. And also it's quite evident that in the course of practice one is bound to understand the nature of mind and body. First, the sound of the mind and body, and the nature of the mind and body cultivating knowledge, progressing along the path, reaching the part-time cessation, and acting according, strictly according to the instructions. This is how one can realize through one's own experience. And at the instantaneous rising and passing away, namely the Uriyabhyanyana, one comes to realize a kind of pleasure which is unforeseeable and unalloyed, cultivating one's mind and insight, and realizing, experiencing such delights of the Dhamma as illuminations, lightness, vidipasati, rapture, tranquility. And all these things are experienced in the course of the practice, and one comes to know the discernment of mind and body. And then even at the, not to mention at the end of the practice, but even at the beginning of the practice, one is bound to realize or experience this kind of delight of the Dhamma, such as illumination, rapture, tranquility, and overcome these kilesas, defilements, on a part-time basis. And one becomes one of the samanas, recluses, and by eradicating kilesas partially, one has become brahmana. In this way, one, with one's own practice, one cultivates knowledge and then understanding. Last year, there was this discourse on Saraniya Dhamma, six memorable qualities, and in the end of this six memorable qualities, the sixth one, describes the realization of the Ariya Mega, the path knowledge, the pure and pure and noble knowledge of Ariya. And when one comes to realize that, one is said to be on the same path, on the same level as any other noble one, Ariya, who has attained the stage. That is, after one has practiced Satipatthana, beginning with the cultivation of mindfulness, knowing the mind and body, beginning with the knowledge of mind and body, and progressing along the path, realizing the cessation of Nirvana, at this stage, one has come to the stage of being a noble and pure person. And in this way, one is on the same level as any other Ariya. So with the realization of noble path, one realizes Nirvana, and in this way, one is the same as any other Ariya. So it was discussed last year. And to elaborate on that point, as yogis already know, already practicing, the Buddha has preached a very simple method without any embellishment or elaboration, that one should note if one is going, note is going, if one is standing, note is standing, if one is lying, note is lying, if one is sitting, note is sitting, and whatever happens, whatever you understand accordingly, in accordance with the saying, understand accordingly, however your body is disposed, whether you're bending, stretching, you have to note and know the nature of the object noted, In this way, you are noting every bodily object, every feeling sensation, every thought or idea, and every general object like seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and so on. And in this way, in the beginning of, as for the yogis who begin to practice, one only notes, pays attention to the abdomen, and notes rising and falling to begin with. And these things, these methods are already known by the practicing yogis. When you are noting at the very moment, or when you are with the moment, what do you know? You know what is known as Upadana Khanda, the aggregate of clinging. It is so called because one views them with a sensuous clinging, or view clinging, two kinds of clinging. When you are seeing, hearing, you think, consider that the one who is seeing or hearing is I, and I am one who holds this wrong view teaching. And where does it happen? This wrong view happens, arises depending on the aggregates, psychophysical aggregates, which belong to oneself. And if you are not mindful, you are bound to cling by way of sensuous clinging, and by way of view clinging, sensual clinging, you become attached to it, you long for it, you desire it, hence it is known as sensual clinging. And view clinging, you cling in terms of atta, that it is atta, it is I, who is seeing, hearing, and so on. This is what is known as view clinging. So in this way, you cling in two ways, as regards this aggregates. There are five aggregates, and hence they are known as, in Pali, as Upadana Khanda, rendered as aggregates of clinging. And then, when one is applying mindfulness, one comes to know this Upadana Khanda. If one is not mindful, one is bound to allow kilesas to enter, such as greed, hatred, and delusion, and if one is mindful, he will be free of these defilements. And this is how mind-body arises in a very gross or coarse manner. That is, as we have just discussed, understand accordingly how your body is disposed. That means going is noted as going, coming is sitting is noted as sitting, and so on. And in fact, this going can be analyzed into lifting, moving, and breathing when you go into microscopic details. And as you lift your foot, there is this intention to lift your foot, followed by the process of lifting your foot and becoming your foot becoming lighter and lighter in stages. And this is how mind and body happens. And if when as you are being mindful at the very moment, you are bound to see these two things, mind and the body, nama and rupa. This mind as intention to lift, and the body as actual lifting. And when you move your foot, similarly, there is an intention to move your foot followed by the actual moving of the foot, feeling as though you are pushed or pulled. And then in this way, you will come to understand, you can observe this mind and body, becomes very obvious. Mentality from mind, knowing the mentality as the intention, and the materiality or the body as actual moving of the movement of the foot. And when you place your foot down also, there's an intention to place your foot down, followed by the actual pushing down of the foot, falling in heaviness, being pressed down. In this way, in stages, you come to understand the mind and body as you are mindful at the very moment, and understand this process of mind and body, the mind mentality being the intention to place, and the materiality being the actual placement of the foot. Because of these stages of intentions, they follow this actual materiality. Hence, the intention is intention is the cause, and effect is the actual lifting, moving, or placing. In this way, you come to understand the two things, mind and the body, nama rupa, and then they arise and pass away. In this way, one becomes very obvious. It is quite obvious, and one can understand. Whoever is practicing respectfully, carefully, is bound to understand these things. Such is knowing the mind and body in a very rough, gross manner. And such method only exists in the Buddha's dispensation. At the very moment of seeing, we are bound to observe these five aggregates of clinging, upadana khandhas. And for instance, when you are seeing, there's your eye sensitivity, or sensitive part of your eye, and the visible object that you are seeing. These two are rupa khanda, the aggregate of clinging, the material aggregate of clinging, our material aggregate, because it is materiality, it is a matter. That's why it is called rupa khanda. And then this, the resultant seeing consciousness and the feeling and the perception are known as, is given as namakana, the mental aggregate, such as the consciousness aggregate, perception aggregate, feeling aggregate. And when you come into contact, the contact of the three, that is the base, the eye base, visible object, and seeing consciousness coming into contact with one another is known as contact. And mental advertence, you pay attention in order to see things. These things are known as sankhara khana, that is formation, aggregate of formations. So these things happen. Observed at the very moment of seeing. And the same thing will happen when you are hearing, tasting, touching, and so on. Now, when we say five aggregates, it may be difficult to understand, so better explain in terms of dhatu and elements, then it may be easier to understand. So at the moment of very seeing, one observes these elements, which are the intrinsic nature, and you can divide it into three parts. Namely, the base element, which is the eye or high sensitivity, the sensitive part of the eye, which sees, and the visible object as striker element, which strikes the base element, that is the eye, impinges, so to speak, the eye door in order to give rise to seeing consciousness, which is known as ignition element. Just like when you strike a match stick to the matchbox, then it will ignite the stick. So too, the ignition element ignites, so to speak, when strike element strikes the base element. So this ignition element consists of mentality, the seeing consciousness, and then seeing contact of the three, that is base element, psychic element, and the ignition element, and the resultant feeling, good, bad, or neutral, they become evident. More evident are the good and bad feelings. The neutral is not very obvious. So at the very moment of seeing, there are these three elements, namely the base and the psychic element, which are materiality, matter, or body, in Pali Rupa, and the ignition is the mentality, nama, mental aspect. So there are three elements at the very moment of seeing. And these elements, they are not living entities, they are not atta, they are not soul, they are not person being. So with the practice of mindfulness, yogi will come to understand they are only elements. For those who are dedicated and practice respectfully, are bound to see one of these three elements as the main thing. For instance, when one is seen, this is how monks comes to observe the base element as eye sensitivity. Because of the eye sensitivity, there is rise of seeing consciousness. So one observes that eye sensitivity as the main thing. It is due to the sensitivity of the eye that one sees. And in this way, one comes to observe the eye sensitivity as the main thing. And then one may also observe the visible object as the main thing. Because of the presence of visible object, one is seen. And also, one may also observe the ignition element, namely the seeing consciousness, as the main thing. So when one sees the striker element, then one knows that this striker element is striking the base element, giving rise to seeing consciousness. And this striker element, namely the visible object, is the basis for seeing consciousness. In this way, when one is also observing this ignition element, that is seeing consciousness as the main thing, and because of the eye and the visible object, one sees things, so this visible object and eye becomes the basis for seeing consciousness. So if one knows one thing, one will be knowing other things as well. In this way, one is said to realize the discernment of mind and body, that the base elements and the psychic elements are materialities, and the seeing consciousness, seeing contact, feeling are mentalities. So if one continues to practice, one is bound to see these things, and not only that, one will come to understand the conditionality, that is the cause-effect process of these elements. Same way, one will come to observe these one of these elements as a main, namely base element, strike element, ignition element, at the moment of seeing. At the moment of hearing. Hearing, there's a base element as the ear, and the sound as the strike element, and hearing consciousness as the ignition element, and at the moment of smelling, the nose. The odor and the smelling consciousness and so on. And then when you are tasting, the tongue is the base element and the taste is the ignition, the strike element and the taste consciousness, the ignition element. And in the case of body touch, sense of touch, the body, sensitive part of the body as the base. And these tangibility, tangible elements which come into contact with the body, as striker, and the body consciousness, feeling consciousness, as the ignition element. In this way, one comes to understand one of these three elements, and in addition to the conditionality of these, of mind and body, as regards thinking of ideas and thoughts, we shall discuss tomorrow.